On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the whiskeys that we're going to be tasting today. From the folks at Lucky 7, we have the Lucky 7, the proprietor, 6-year-old, single barrel number 2. We have the Lucky 7, the Frenchman, batch number 7. We have the Lucky 7, the New Yorker, batch number 1. And from Last Drop Distillers, we have the Last Drop Distillers 22-year-old Japanese blended malt, the Last Drop Distillers 27-year-old bourbon, and the Last Drop Distillers 55-year-old single malt. I think these are releases 36, 37, and 38, I think. So, yeah, pretty good day.
I mean, I wasn't expecting to be treated like this, Bob. I need to start paying you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it would be nice.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
We never discuss the sexy times. I still think the sexy times are good.
Not with you, they're not. That's why we don't discuss them.
But do we care about how she feels? That's horrible. I'm sorry.
She doesn't care how you feel, so no, don't worry about it. pretty sure she changed the locks on the door as soon as you left the house.
Yeah. I told her if she didn't have dinner ready by 6 p.m., I would destroy her entire civilization.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen, so yeah.
That joke bombed.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
You know, I was excited when you said you had a 27-year-old and a 55-year-old for me. I thought it was a mother-daughter tag team.
Like they would have anything to do with you either. Okay, great.
This is...
And good old boy Harm.
Thanks for having me, but the whole Jerry Springer thing just took me out of it.
And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Brent, it just depends on who you have deliver your whiskey.
There you go.
Yeah. Well,
that's a retailer thing, not from the manufacturer.
2 minutes and 20 seconds already in the toilet. So we've set a new record. So our sip segments are about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee. And here are the whiskeys that we're going to be tasting today. From the folks at Lucky 7, we have the Lucky 7, the proprietor, 6-year-old, single barrel number 2. We have the Lucky 7, the Frenchman, batch number 7. We have the Lucky 7, the New Yorker, batch number 1. And from Last Drop Distillers, we have the Last Drop Distillers 22-year-old Japanese blended malt, the Last Drop Distillers 27-year-old bourbon, and the Last Drop Distillers 55-year-old single malt. I think these are releases 36, 37, and 38, I think. So, yeah. Pretty good day.
I mean, I wasn't expecting to be treated like this, Bob. I need to start paying you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It would be nice, wouldn't it? But, so let's have Justin tell us all about our Sips ratings.
Well, we're going to do 5 or we're going to do 1 Sip rating today? I guess we're going to do 5.
Pick all one.
Right. Hey, just do one. Pick one sip because you're not going to hear any other time.
Yeah.
Number 1. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
That was actually Harmeet's audition tape when he first started on the show. Yeah.
Well, that's the last time you're going to hear that number today.
Yeah. You think so? Yeah.
You ruined the surprise.
All right. Well, Brent, why don't you tell us about the folks at Lucky 7. We've done them on the show before, but
yeah. Thanks, Bob. Our regular listeners should be familiar with Lucky 7 Spirits, as we've discussed their product in a lot of episodes. The company was founded by college friends and movie buffs, and they named their company Lucky 7 in honor of the infamous Lucky Stage 7 on the Warner Brothers lot. The master blender for Lucky 7 is one of the best blenders in the U.S., Ashley Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
Does a pretty good job.
Very good.
I think she's, without a doubt, one of the best blenders in the
country.
She's
magic.
Yeah.
She's
so
magic.
So this first one we're tasting is the Lucky 7, the proprietor, a six-year single barrel, number 2, 57.7 ABV, 115.4 proof. The color's, it's a nice straw color. It's nice straw color to
straw,
it.
Man. Straw is Sauvignon Blanc. This is deeper. This,
yeah. On the nose, I get an orange and cherry juice, a little brown sugar. It's a beautiful nose. On the palate, it's a huge, huge mouthfeel all over your palate. In the front, I get a little bit of bitter baking spices on all over cover the front. And then I get some oaky orange covering the entire palate, and then little hints of cherry and caramelized brown sugar along with that. On the finish, long finish. It's a lingering orange and a bit of a dry spice, but it's a beautiful finish. I mean, when you think of a six-year-old and somebody says, you know, oh, you're drinking a six-year-old, a lot of times you still have that corn that hasn't fully matured. You get that corn, you know, you get that corn taste to it, and you don't have that here at all. This is,
do we know what the mash bill is? What's the percentage of corn here?
No idea,
but you know, it's exactly right.
What happened to your volume? That just went up.
Well, that's okay. Just usually the corn, that's what, you know, in 6 years, the corn hasn't fully developed and everything. And here, this is a masterpiece. Harm, what do you think?
I didn't get as much orange as you did. I may be off today. I had a cold last week and I'm just still recovering. But to me, this smelled like pancakes and a little bit of maple syrup and some cherry juice. What you said about the palate was absolutely correct. I mean, I got there on the palate. I got more of the orange. There's a little citrus, but I mean, I wouldn't even call it orange. Really, it's maybe orange. It's got some great woody grip. It's got a wonderful mouthfeel. It's warming without being overwhelming. I couldn't tell it was 115 proof. Baking spices are coming in. You got the bitter, little bitter on the front. I'm getting more in the mid palate. And it's, the finish is absolutely long and gorgeous. It's just a beautiful whiskey. I would never be able to tell this is only 6 years
right,
old.
Exactly. This is,
like you said,
it's just jump on it. I mean, this is one of those ones, you see it, you jump on it.
This is one that you can find pretty much everywhere now. It used to be not available in Florida. Back in the day, I got the very first barrel of Lucky 7 in the state of Florida, and I want to thank them. I bought that private barrel, probably my best pick we ever did. I need to get another one of these guys. They're fantastic. Justin, what do you think?
Breakfast in a glass.
There you go.
Maple syrup on the nose.
He got the orange juice. You got the maple syrup.
Got biscuits. Yeah. I got a little bit of grits on the finish. If you're going to drink all day, start with breakfast.
That's for damn sure. So
you can't say you've been drinking all day if you don't start in the morning.
What right. A great mouthfeel.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
I mean,
is.
Just the nose right off the bat tells you that this is something really good. It's the molasses, the maple, it's got a sweetness to the nose. There's just a bit of barrel char on the front palate. You get a really dark, dark, dark caramel on the back, and the vanilla just sort of coats. It's got a really good mouthfeel. It's got a nice viscosity to it. Again, you'd never in a million years guess that this was a six-year-old bourbon.
Nope.
This is like when we're doing the BTAC. And when we get to the handy and you go, this is, you know what, 6 years old?
I was drinking 100 proof bourbon yesterday.
How is this good when this is 6 years old? Yeah. You know, it's as good as all the others. This is the same thing. This one holds its own. This single barrel number two, this thing was fantastic.
I was really, drinking really a five-year-old 100 proof whiskey yesterday from an undisclosed distillery. It tasted hotter than this.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. And it's 115.4, and really, it doesn't taste like it at all.
Nope. Tastes more like 112.
So well done. Yeah. Well, maybe.
I would go 105.
Maybe 113 tops, you know. let's get all picky here. But we're going to give the Lucky 7, the proprietor, six-year single barrel number two, well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
Justin, why don't you start telling us about this one before we get into the commercial?
Lucky 7, the Frenchman Batch Number 7. It's 56.5 alcohol by volume or 113 proof. First released in 2022, this expression is first blended by master blender Ashley Barnes to profile before being finished in new oak barrels. The color is light. On the nose, I got almond croissant. The palate was like sweet and spicy pickles, and the finish was medium length. What did you think, Harm?
I don't know where you got the sweet and spicy pickles, and I think you are broken inside.
And I don't know where you got the light color.
He's an odd human being, and you called the first one straw. Both of you are messed up, but you need your eyes checked.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back.
And as I was saying, they need glasses.
Yeah.
This is not a light color. This is a gorgeous amber, golden amber. It's got, I can find a fossil in this. Okay.
If it's brown, drink it down.
If it's brown, drink it down.
I don't see color, Harm.
You're the worst kind of people. Acknowledge the struggle, Justin. Acknowledge the struggle. This liquid had some aging.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
There you go.
That's a very long point. All right. So did anybody give tasting notes on this from the Frenchman?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were saying
Frank's pickles.
Pickles. What is wrong
hot
with
and sweet.
You? But well, on the nose, what do you have on the nose?
We don't have time for that.
What'd you say on the nose?
On the nose, almond croissant.
I like that taste, that note. That note's great. For me, it was more like a Krispy Kreme donut. But I get that almond note. And I wasn't really picking it up at first, but now that's that time to breathe, I get it. Krispy Kreme donut on the palate. It's a soft baked goods and candy. I can't remember the name of this candy. But it's not freaking pickles, Justin.
Okay.
There's like a violet candy going on, and the finish is long and beautiful. Not quite as long as that first one, but it's more delicate. There's great.
It's a warm.
Yeah.
A warm finish. Warm, yeah.
Yeah. It's nutmeg. It's light nutmeg. It's a light, you don't get all the bitter baking spice you get on the first one, but there is some baking spice. French oak does generally bring in some spicy notes, whereas American oak tends to bring more vanilla and coconut. I'm getting those spicy notes from the French oak. It's really well done. Bob, what do you think?
When I first poured it, the first thing I smelled was Tim Hortons maple donuts.
You know, I haven't had a Tim Hortons donut in so long. I lived in Canada for 15 years.
It was a Tim Hortons donut. It was fantastic. Like I said, you should remember that.
But, I was a kid. Yeah. I lived in Winnipeg. There wasn't a Tim Hortons when I moved.
Oh, so good.
Tim Hortons was out east.
So good. Just maple donut that's blown off just a little bit. It's still there.
But I married a girl from the South. This is Krispy Kreme to me. Oh. It's a donut.
Mm. And again, on the palate, I love what she does with her stuff because the char comes through. I'm getting that char on the front of the palate. Dark brown sugar and butter. Burnt toffee.
I did everything but the butter.
There's some dark, dark, dark stewed fruit in the back. Again, another winner.
It's like a bittersweet chocolate. I think maybe that's some of the char from the...
I mean, on the palate, one of my notes is I have a raisin soaked in peach juice.
Where the hell did you get that? You know? Who does that?
Me.
Since when?
I don't know. I never soaked a raisin.
He's bored as hell, apparently.
I never had peach juice. I didn't know that was a thing.
Really? Like you've never had canned peaches?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
It's not that sweet to me. I mean, I understand the raisiny note you're getting, but it's not like a sherried whiskey at all.
No. It's not like that, because you got the baking spices and the cinnamon. They really balance it out.
Yeah.
And you nailed it on that finish, though. That warm... Just that long, warm finish.
It's absolutely it's more delicate than the first one. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. There's no age statement on this one, is there?
But it wraps you up like a warm hug.
Yeah. This is just it's a lingering, warm finish. I one of the most pleasant finishes you're going to have. You know, tobacco, chocolate, baking spices, and it just warms your heart.
Mm. Mm. So good.
Not just your, it warms your palate and your esophagus as it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
That's close to your heart.
It does. It gets close to your heart.
Well, we're going to be giving the Lucky 7, the Frenchman, batch number 7, a well-deserved 4 sips.
It's close to a 5, not quite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real close to a 5.
I didn't put any water. Anybody else put any water in it?
No.
I didn't feel like I needed it.
I didn't feel like I needed it.
You always try it.
You know you have this right here.
I'm the only one that gets a pickleback out of this, but that's okay.
Did you just not eat lunch or something? Are you hungry? What's going on?
I ate, yeah.
He ate lunch. He just didn't brush his teeth, so.
Nah, I did.
Well, this takes us to our next whiskey. Teeth. So that's the Lucky 7, the New Yorker batch number 1. It's 58.6% ABV, 117.2 proof.
Woo!
No age statement. This one is 70% corn, 21% rye, 9% malted barley. This is Kentucky straight bourbon that has been finished in Ambarana casks. And we've had a lot of experience with Ambarana on this show. It's sort of the wood of the day. Everybody out there is trying to do it. And most people are just overdoing the heck out of
it. It's such a powerful finish.
You have to be very careful.
You have to be a really judicious hand.
But here on the nose, this is cinnamon apple pandowdy. It is beautiful. There's just enough there. It's not overpowering. On the palate, let's see. On the palate, you get that Ambarana cinnamon, but it's not clubbing over the head like most people when they do it. It's actually much lighter than the nose. You think it's going to be more of a cinnamon bomb from the nose, but dark blackstrap molasses, cinnamon, a little bit of wood, a little bit of char. Yeah, this one's lovely. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, it's a baked cinnamon apple pie filling on the nose. I mean, it's when you pick it up and you nose it, that's just what you get. It's like, if you don't get that, there's something wrong with you.
It's walking into the bakery when they're taking the pies out of the oven.
Yeah, it really is. You know?
I think you guys are both missing something, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
You're not. Obviously, you're not.
Yeah. No. I'll bring it up later. I want to hear what you guys say first. Because then I'm going to say it, and I'm going to see if you get it. Go ahead.
So on the palate, I mean, you thought it was a light cinnamon. I thought it was a heavy cinnamon on the palate still. But you got gingerbread, graham crackers, brown sugar, another beautiful finish.
I got zero gingerbread. Justin, what do you tell me? What weird stuff you got?
Cinnamon candy cane on the nose and kerosene lamp oil being burned.
No, he's not completely wrong. There's a minerality to it. I'll give him the kerosene. I know you're laughing, but go ahead. What else?
On the palate, I got moderate cinnamon, but heavy brown sugar. And the finish for me was very sweet and medium length.
Kerosene.
Reset your palate. Get a little bit of those oyster crackers.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Yeah.
All right. And this is what I think you guys missed. I agree with you on the cinnamon. So first I've got, when I first tasted it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch all the way. But coming back to it, marshmallows. It's toasted marshmallow There's red apple, but grated sweet coconut. There's coconut on there. Smell it. And then have it a taste.
Mm. I don't get it.
Oily. It's got an oily palate. The apple, the cinnamon, but there's a coconut note to it. Maybe, and that's coming from the American wood.
Maybe copper tone.
It's not quite copper tone. It's like grated. It's like the if you're about to do a German chocolate cake and you got the grated sweet coconut, that's what I think you guys are missing in this. But other than that, I think you're there.
There's no coconut.
There is coconut. You're wrong. And there's no pickles.
Oh, there's definitely no pickles.
Definitely should have brought cinnamon. You should have brought the German chocolate cake.
Yeah. Not even close. Well, we're going to give the Wecky 7 New Yorker batch number 1 4 sips.
That's classified.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished going over the Lucky 7 New Yorker, batch number 1. We gave that 4 sips, but we're going to go on to our stuff now from Last Drop Distillers. We're going to have Harm tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. The Last Drop Distillers is a name that has some familiarity to our regular listeners. It's founded by James Espy, who came to my store one day and had me taste one of the best tasting whiskey I had in my life, Tom Yeago and Peter Fleck. Three men with well over 100 years combined experience in the whiskey industry. James worked in the development of major brands such as J&B, Johnny Walker, and Chivas Regal. Tom is responsible for the development of several major brands as well, such as the Johnny Walker Blue Label. And then he was the man behind the development of Bailey's Irish Cream Liqueur. And he sold over 1 billion bottles. Peter spent his life in the drink industry in his home country of South Africa and was responsible for brands such as Smirnoff Vodka, J&B Rare Scotch, and Chivas Regal. Rather than retiring, these gentlemen decided to turn their attention to something a little bit different and create one last unique brand, the Last Drop Distillers. The Last Drop was established to seek out hidden parcels of old whiskeys and bring them out to true whiskey connoisseurs. The company was acquired by the Sazerac Corporation in 2016. So back in the day, I had some pre-World War II whiskey with these gentlemen, and my God, it changed my life. Today, we're tasting three of them, and the first one is the Last Drop Distillers 22-year-old Japanese blended malt, 59.1% ABV, 118.2 proof. The release size was 319 bottles worldwide. This features malt whiskeys distilled in 2000, the final year for the Hanyu Distillery's operation. The Last Drop's third Japanese whiskey release encapsulates the artistry of distilling, responsible for some of the most highly valued whiskeys in the world. Blah, 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 more market speech. Let's get into this. This is a marriage of two casks crafted in rare Japanese Mizunara oak. The color is a gorgeous amber, a little bit on the deeper side, more copper, and the nose. It is just gorgeous. It's sandalwood, nutmeg, and earthiness. And there's an almond note to it, but it doesn't really smell like Mizunara to me. The Mizunara usually has a tropical note, right? But then you put it on your mouth. That's where the surprise comes. Oh my God! Just touch it to your lips.
Brent, that's not what he meant. Put your pants back on.
Sorry, I got distracted.
The said 22-year-old. Gorgeous viscosity here. It's an oiliness, and there's tropical fruit flavors all of a sudden coming out. That's where the Mizunara comes in. I'm getting coconut and pineapple and berries, and there's like a mango note to it. This is just gorgeous. It's but even though I say all these sweet tropical fruits, it's not sweet. It's I don't know where this savory component comes from. It's just beautiful and balanced, and the finish is infinite. I get some like a little floral note, like violets as well. But oh my God, this is just one of the best whiskeys I've had in my life. I love it. Bob, what do you think?
I think this is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the only thing I would change about it is send me a case of it. But
there's only 319 bottles made worldwide, Bob.
I don't care about the rest of the world. Not when I'm drinking something this delicious.
Our sample size was tiny. They sent us maybe 60 milliliters.
But happy to get it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nose on this and the palate are two entirely different worlds.
Yeah, it was just surprising.
Nose, you're getting that sandalwood. There's vanilla. There's marzipan. There's a little bit of a pastry note. It's so crisp and it's clean, and there's just nothing detracting from that nose.
Did anyone try water with it at all?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. And
no,
didn't help it.
Didn't help. Okay. No. I'm gonna put it anywhere. Don't see if it helps me.
But on the palate. That's the thing with this one. The minute it touches your tongue, it explodes in tropical fruit, and it completely catches you off guard because you don't pick that up at all in the nose.
Water didn't change the nose, but I did get a little like more tropical fruit, but not like the palate.
No, it's a tropical fruit bomb. There's a little bit of the oak there. There's a little bit of woodiness in the back, just enough to give you that basis, that spine. This is a truly beautiful whiskey. I mean, this is really just fantastic whiskey. I just wish I had a whole bottle.
Oh, I mean, you nailed it when you said it was the fruit, but not the sweetness. It's that fruit. You get that fruit flavor of all those fruits, that tropical fruits together.
But it doesn't translate with. There's no sugariness.
There's none of that. But it has all the flavor of that, and it's well combined. It's so well blended together. It's, you know, another masterpiece.
I've had old Japanese whiskey, but I've never had anything that tasted like this. This is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's hard to find anything wrong with this. You know, when you can try to nitpick all you want, but there's nothing wrong with
what's
this.
What's wrong is that we can't really afford to drink this on a regular basis. That's what's wrong with this.
Yeah. It's too expensive for us.
Like I said, you can nitpick.
Yeah. All I can say is thank you to the folks at Sazerac for sending this one, because this one is truly, I'm with Harm, this is one of the best Japanese whiskeys I've ever had in my life.
Had a hand in last drop. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, this is one of the best Japanese whiskeys I've ever had. I mean, this thing is fantastic.
Justin, what do you think?
So, on the nose, I got like sandalwood soap and a little bit of marzipan. On the palate, it was like Masaman curry from like a Thai restaurant.
No, dude, there's not that much spice.
Well, it's not like five star hot.
Okay.
It's like medium spice. But
so Masaman curry is the yellow curry. It's got coconut.
Yeah, it's coconut-based curry. You
should have cumin. I get no cumin here. And I get no saffron here. But
I'm getting a little saffron on the nose.
There's maybe coriander. Yeah, it could be coriander. You're right. Okay, what else?
That was it. This finish is like long and spicy.
You're not completely nuts, but there is something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not enough time in the show for that.
Yeah, join us after this show for our deep dive into the psyche of
the therapy sessions are great.
We might do that show.
Psychological examination of a vivisectionist.
Skip that show.
It's an 8-hour show Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I mean, this is absolutely fantastic.
Do we have a rating, Bob?
Unfortunately, the button only goes to 5.
It only goes to 5.
This is just fantastic. I mean, just honestly fantastic. So that takes us to our next one from Last Drop. What do you think, Brett?
Well, this is Last Drop Distillers 27-year-old bourbon.
Woohoo.
I know. Just 27-year-old bourbon. You know, if that doesn't bring attention to yourself, I don't know what will. But 60.9% ABV, 121.8 proof. another thing to bring attention to yourself. Wow. Release size 508 bottles worldwide. So this exceptionally aged Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey adds a new chapter to the partnership between The Last Drop and Buffalo Trace Distillery. Created by master blender Drew Mayville and master distiller Harlan Wheatley, who selected and married together three of the oldest barrels lying at Buffalo Trace Distillery, distilled in 1995, 1996, and 1997.
Do we have any sound effects for this, dude? I feel like there should be some sort of explosion.
There you go, a bomb.
Yeah. We need more than that. You need to get new sound effects for just this one.
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
How about that?
There you go.
I thought my sound effect was the bomb, but...
Oh, hold on.
The moment the world has waited for.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. The dropping of a spaceship.
What do you think?
No,
what
so
think, okay. Tell me.
I know. So that on the color, we're gonna go with it's like an 70s to 80s copper penny, nice color to it.
I want to see your penny collection, but go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I know that you're jealous of my penny.
They're all collection. Limited edition now. They don't make them anymore, right?
You want to see my pennies, huh? So, so on the nose, beautiful cherry, just a dark fruit, a little bit of rye. A little bit of vanilla. Gosh, the nose just is promises so much, so I can't wait to get to the palate. So on the palate, I got the oak tannins. It seems like a little dull at first and stuff, and I'm going to tell you what happens afterwards. Yeah, when we're back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. Brent, tell us a little bit more about this. Yeah, amazing bourbon.
So initially on the palate, it just was, everything was there. It was, you know, you had your cherry, your tobacco, the leather.
The black fruit.
All that stuff that you expect in the bourbon. But it just didn't seem to like be, you're like, I want some more, you know. Added a couple drops of water.
Boom.
And bam, here comes the explosion.
And I'm glad Brent said that, because we hear so much guff. I say guff because I'm trying to be family friendly. Guff from people online about adding water to whiskey. You need to add it occasionally.
Sometimes it doesn't help.
This time
it really explodes. It went from an ordinary, you know, it went from a good bourbon.
A really great whiskey to something exceptional.
Right, exactly. It really took it up one whole notch and then some as far as the flavor profile goes. You know, and it also helped with the finish. The finish is like not nonstop. It gave you that little bit of a little bit of a hug, not a deep hug like something like some of these, you know, like 14-year-old, you know, straight bourbons that we get that and stuff. But
at 27 years old, you feel it should be going back on a decline, right?
Well, you should. I mean, and also you feel like it should be. Like more oaky, you feel like it should be more tannins.
Yeah,
you'd think that, and that's not what happened here. It's even without the water, it wasn't. You didn't feel like it was over oaked. Without the water, you just kind of felt like, you know, it's really good, but you know,
I thought it was a little bit over oaked without the water. Adding the water just made it pop.
It just made the whole thing pop. You know, Justin, what are you thinking?
It's a very masculine whiskey. Got like leather and wood. It's tough whiskey. Tasty, though.
The chocolate-covered cherries are not masculine, man.
Yeah, they're kind of buried in the tannins in this.
Yeah, for you, you got the leather more, I guess. I understand, but yeah. I think the water brought more of the fruit.
Yeah, the leather, the wood, the oak. It's you know this has spent significant time in barrel. You know this thing's been sitting around waiting for just the right moment for somebody to put it in a bottle, and this was it.
It's like someone working in their Kentucky barn. Oh. You know, all the things you would smell and taste in there are in this glass. Yeah. In a good way.
I mean, a tobacco field. You know, when you walk in the barn underneath the tobacco leaves.
This is not the field. This is the aging. This is the where they're fermenting the tobacco leaves.
Right,
this is the
aging barn. That's what I'm saying. You walk in the barn and
I got to do a tour of one of those. I've never had any of these actual experiences. Even really? I've smoked thousands of cigars.
Yeah.
Mm. You smoke so many cigars. You do the cigar show for Sips, Suds, and Smokes. I don't even do the cigar show. I went from a couple cigars a month to one or two a year.
I did do a tour at J.C. Newman in Tampa. They have a cigar factory, the only one, I think, in America. That was really cool. That's and they fantastic. Did have a fermenting room, but no tobacco.
So, but there's that fermented tobacco going on. But there's still fruit underneath this. And you add the water, and it brings it out, and oh, my God, is it gorgeous.
It's just gorgeous.
It tastes like it's age.
Disclosure, folks, yeah. I spilled about 10 milliliters of this because I was talking with my hands and knocked over the bottle. And I humbly apologize to the world and to Sazerac.
Well, I mean, in your defense, you did suck it out of the...
I
licked the table and suck it out of the...
Well, we're going to... napkin, yeah. We're going to give the Last Drop Distillers 27-year-old Buffalo Trace Distillery bourbon. Again, I feel horrible. I can only go to 5.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes. If you're fortunate enough to try this, add water. Add water. Yeah. Add water. Add water.
Just a drop.
All right, Justin, tell us about our last one.
So I'm excited to tell you about Last Drop Distillers 55-year-old single malt. Man, I'm not even that old.
55-year-old.
I know. 43.1% alcohol by volume, 86.2 proof. Only released 430 bottles in the world. This whiskey's from a batch of 3X Sherry Butts, and I love big butts. I cannot lie. From the Tom and Tool Distillery.
And Refill Hogheads.
Yeah. The youngest from 1969. Carefully married and refilled in 2022 into a fresh ex Matsulam sherry cask.
Methuselam.
What they said.
Right.
Before being blended in bottles for this release.
I go by he, him, not they.
He goes by what?
What?
Or it. Yeah.
So on the nose, you get like these beautiful fruits. And you get like just a little bit of menthol and some warm coffee on the palate, baking spices, just a little bit of pineapple, some caramel, and the finish is short and pleasant. I enjoyed this one. What did you think, Bob?
The nose was very promising on this.
The nose promises the world.
Yeah, the nose on this is just... absolutely fantastic. It's just everything that you want in a 55-year-old scotch. The fruits are there.
How many people have experienced whiskeys over 50 years old?
The lucky ones.
Yeah.
There's a nuttiness. I know there. 4. The toffee. Oh, on the palate.
First time this year.
Mm. The baking spice is there. The stone fruit is there. But it's all just a little muted. The nose, yeah. I mean, if the nose wasn't so fantastic, you'd drink and go, wow. I mean, the nose is, you know, and sometimes you have whiskeys that are that way. It's delicious, but this is very much more a nosing whiskey than a sipping whiskey for me. What'd you think, Harm?
Well, Bob, I kind of agree with you. On the nose, it's red fruit.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. No, it's very good. But I know, yeah.
It's one of the best whiskeys I've had in my life, really. Yeah. It's on the top 10 list. But the problem is the palate doesn't follow the nose.
Yeah.
The nose promises the world. It's all about red fruit from those sherry casks. There's a little bit of peach. I don't get the coffee note that Justin got. It's more like caramel or toffee or... And you know, you get marzipan often in some of the whiskeys we get. This is like the marzipan's a little bit off. It's not like fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's well, the palate doesn't follow. The palate yeah. is
well. The other
good,
thing is that last and the last one, the water opened it up. If you added water to this one, it did nothing.
It doesn't do anything.
It didn't do a thing. So you know the water is.
I do taste the sherry a little bit more with the water, but that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that didn't enhance it at all for me though. You know, so like the last with the bourbon one, it just made it pop. It just made it explode. Yeah. This one,
it so just, I added it, water nothing. To this. With water, just now I had it. I'm getting floral notes that I didn't get before. Mm. I think the nose improves.
Yeah, the nose improved, but the palate did not.
The palate doesn't go. I think this was maybe just a tad bit too old. Yeah. 55, maybe
or
too
maybe
much.
Or maybe it's too young. Maybe another 20 years in the wood.
I've never had a 70-year-old whiskey, but they're putting out some 72, 70-year-old whiskeys. Never had them yet.
I've had...
Brent?
High 60s, but yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You guys have had all the notes on this, you know, but the water, this one here, avoid the water with it. It's not going to, just enjoy it how it is.
I think the water was a good deal. It's just the water made the nose better, but nothing improves the palate here on this one.
But still a very...
The palate doesn't match the nose.
Yeah, doesn't match, but still a very good whiskey. So we're going to give the Lastrup Distillers 55-year-old single malt 4 sips.
It seems like a crime not to give it 5, but it's 4.
Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed in it. It's still.
If you're one of the lucky people who gets one of those 500 bottles, what is it?
Open this one.
Yeah.
Don't leave it on the shelf. Open it. Yeah.
Don't be trying to flip it. All that garbage. Impress your friends and drink it with them.
Damn right. Well, that's all our whiskeys. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Well, you know, I can say today has really been a pleasure.
Thank you, Harm.
It's not always a pleasure, but Bob, today it definitely was. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, this is a pretty good day. So for Sip, Sed, and Smokes, and Made Man Bob, thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey, and...
That didn't happen today.
We didn't do that today.
That didn't happen today. Good Lord. I'm going to go back to this bourbon, this 27-year-old bourbon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.